On a Monday, March 18th, this is Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Recovery Idaho is a community organization dedicated to addressing the stigma that continues to surround addiction and mental illness. Recovery Idaho is a statewide organization. It offers peer-based recovery support services to help prevent relapse and to also sustain long-term recovery. And joining us live in studio to talk more about this today is Recovery Idaho Executive Director, Director Norma Jaeger. Welcome. Hi.
Hello, George. Good to be here.
Norma, how long have you been doing this? What is your personal connection to this passion? I'm going to guess your professional passion.
Right.
What's your connection?
I've been involved in drug and alcohol rehabilitation treatment services really for the past 30-some years in different counties around the Northwest. Came back to Idaho in 2001 and began working with Idaho's treatment courts, drug courts, mental health courts, veterans courts, and certainly in that capacity became aware of, you know, how we were able to get people to a point of recovery, but then they leave. Then they go out there on their own without that ongoing structure and support. And so the importance of having ongoing recovery support services and activities and identification for people. So about 2.5 years ago, I volunteered to become the executive director for the statewide organization called Recovery Idaho. Recovery Idaho works with 9 community-based recovery community centers around the state. We work to try to help them gain resources, meet standards of operation, and then generally to get the message out that recovery from both alcohol and drug issues, but also mental illness, recovery is real. Recovery is possible.
Paint me a word picture. Who's walking through the doors?
So a good example would be an individual who lost his family because of his alcoholism, ended up ultimately losing his job. He's now living in a mobile home in a older mobile home park. The electricity's been turned off. The water has been disconnected. He is really desperate, and he comes to the door of one of our recovery community centers and says, "I need help. I can't keep living this way." Over a period of weeks, they get him admitted to one of Idaho's new crisis centers. Mm-hmm. He is stabilized. He comes back. He ends up coming to a shelter program with the Boise Rescue Mission. They find a part-time job for him. He gets sober. He gets clean. He gets gets his head back together. He gets his family back. He gets an apartment where he can live. And he gets his business back. He's a person with a skilled trade, and he is one of the ongoing sort of success stories, but also a person in recovery who's able to reach out and provide hope and a role model to others that are still stuck.
You said there's 9.
There are 9
across Idaho. So if someone, and I'm guessing this is less rare than we think, if someone listening is in this position or loves someone who happens to be in that position, how do they find these places?
So actually, you all are going to put on your website mm-hmm. the names and addresses of the recovery community centers around the state. The Peer Wellness Center is a center here in Boise. There are 8 others located in mostly the kind of the more population areas of the state, but one of our smaller centers is located in Emmett in Gem County. We recently went to the Millennium Fund and asked them for support to help us really expand the reach of these programs out into the less populated areas. There's an outreach location in Soda Springs, Idaho. Mm-hmm. There will be now up to 14 centers located or areas of activity and community throughout the state of Idaho.
We're speaking with Executive Director of Recovery Idaho, Norma Jaeger, and we'd like to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters, all one word, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or communicate with us on Twitter. We are at KBSX915 or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. You mentioned the Millennium Fund. Quite a few people must know that Governor Little did not include funding in his proposed budget, funding for the recovery centers. But the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, the Budget Writing Committee at the Idaho Legislature, had a different opinion on this. And it's my understanding that some at least one-time funding is surfacing.
Yes, that's correct. The Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee, upon recommendation of the Millennium Fund Committee, which is also a joint committee in the legislature, did approve funding for the outreach efforts for these recovery community centers.
How'd that happen? I mean, these things just don't...
It wasn't
in the governor's budget.
It's truly a miracle.
So how did it happen?
I think it happened because there is a recognition that there are many pathways to recovery. Clearly, the governor was concerned about finding the financing to actually operationalize the Medicaid expansion. And so that was his kind of go-to source for some state funds for that. But the legislature recognized in the Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee that there are multiple pathways to recovery. Treatment is incredibly important, but there are people who have been through treatment, who need ongoing sustaining support. Rural communities are particularly short of resources to meet the needs of individuals, both in terms of mental illness and of alcohol and drug use disorders. So I think the legislature recognized that there is a need for this kind of recovery community, and there's a need for individuals in recovery to have the opportunity to be support to their brothers and sisters who are still struggling.
Just one more money question, though. I did note it's one-time funding, and it's also, I mean, you're going to need more money. To keep the lights on.
Absolutely. All of the centers continue to work towards local sources of funding, fundraisers from, soup luncheons to recovery breakfasts. There are a variety of ways that the local community resource centers are able to raise funds. They go to local government. Local government is very limited, really, in ways that the legislature has allowed them to raise taxes and fees. So it's a combination of funding. We anticipate the possibility as new services become available, whether it's through Medicaid expansion or recently we've received funding through federal funds for dealing with the opiate crisis, that there will be continued opportunities for resources, that eventually other doors may open to us. So, but it's a day-to-day, week-to-week, annual process to secure the funding that's needed to keep the programs operating.
You got to tell your story.
Yes,
right?
We do. And that's why I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Many people believe certainly that that these are illnesses that many people don't believe they're illnesses, but that these are conditions and illnesses that are irreversible, and nothing could be further from the truth. And to recognize that the pathway to recovery, which may be different for different people, some people find recovery through the 12-step fellowships of Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, others through spiritual pathways, through religious organizations. Others find it through communication with people who have walked the walk and who demonstrate that there are other ways to live.
And that comes through peer-based, right?
I mean, it absolutely.
And that's the center of your mission.
It absolutely is, that when someone has been successful, including going through treatment, but sometimes in other pathways, they're able to demonstrate the hope that's there. They're able to demonstrate in a very kind of physical embodiment that recovery and living a different kind of life is not only possible, but filled with enjoyment, filled with peace, filled with restored relationships. And I think that's one of the major elements that the recovery community organization provides. It really is about community. Both mental illness and addiction tend to isolate people. Mm-hmm. And the cure to isolation really is community, community with like-minded people, community with people who are pursuing a pathway to recovery.
She is Executive Director of Recovery Idaho, Norma Jaeger. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, too.
Thank you. Yes, it was a miracle.